Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Hotep. That's what we're talking about, collective work and responsibility. We pulled together and we made it happen. And we brought Barack Obama 4 more years in office. Congratulations, family. Welcome back once again. Thanks for joining us on another evening of dealing with our schools of thought. We're dealing with the school of greener diets today. And we ought to be ready and prepared to go out in our gardens and talk about eating a greener diet. And we'll be talking about that shortly, but we're going to give you some previews of the overview of the aftermath of our great election. I hope you had a chance to participate and do your due diligence and get out there to make this a monumental history. Once again, I'd like to congratulate each and every one of you for being voting participants and being a part of this election. I'd like to also say that Barack Obama was in our fair city, Chicago, Illinois. I was right down there at the time he was being brought into his speech presentation. However, I was not at the McCormick, but I was right there to feel the momentum right in the train station there. So I want to say that I see that we were able to pull together. However, the day after the event, I was so excited, I forgot to do my show. So don't count it against me. Don't count it against my heart. Let it be a head counting if you're going to do anything. Once again, we'd like to thank you. Ask you to lock the dial in 646-478-0270. Lock that dial in, little G, and just keep it right there. Keep it right there. Don't move it. Keep it right there. And I'm going to get a drum roll for this exciting day. I need a drum roll. I'm going to ask the drummers to come in and come swiftly and bring the drums with them. We want to thank you once again. We're going to go to the house again. We'll be right back here in the air. Welcome back, family, and thanks for joining me this evening. And we're talking about schools of thought in the greener diet category. That's right, we're going to have you talking about your garden and your green thumb. But before we do that, please follow me over to the throne of grace as we pay homage to our ancestors and give them homage today. We're so grateful and so humble. And those people in the White House should be just as humble. And I'm sure they're constantly acknowledging their humbleness and their empathetic plight for being so favored. We'd like to step over to the throne of grace as we go over. We ask that you would stand in a position of prayer. We give thanks to Oladulamare. We give thanks to Oladulamare, who is our higher self, our God. We also give thanks to our mother spirit, our Yeye, who is Yamanja. We give thanks to our Baba, our Father Spirit, Obatala, we say Ashe. We call on our ancestors and we ask them to be present here today with us, and we give them much homage and much gratitude for a job well done, for permeating the White House and supporting those followers in the Democratic position and our great leader, Barack Obama. We thank you for the grace that you have bestowed upon this nation by offering up a man that is more than meets the qualifications of the job that he has to do. And Father, please guide and direct him so that he might be able to perform to the best of his ability. And may he be able to be guided by you as you lead him. We thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We say amen. Now, we ought to pray often, and we ought to thank God for the things that we ask for. Now, I know that a large portion of you feel like it's just things that happen on their own, but prayer does change things. And remember that this is a praying room, and we continue to acknowledge you to be a part of our prayers, and we try to demonstrate to you the benefit of prayer. I don't know how many of you have been a garden grower or even plowed and put your hand to the plow, but I've always been involved with greener gardens and involved with having a crop. However, this particular season in this state where I'm living, I haven't been able to put my hand to the plow. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I am, but I am going to talk about it because it's something I desire to do. It's something that all of us should do, grow our own foods. Because there will be a time when it will be very difficult to get wholesome substance of food that is fully endowed with the silt and all the minerals, because our ground is becoming depleted of those substances, and we don't have the necessary minerals that we need in our soil. However, we can grow crops and we can fertilize the ground with natural fertilizers and prepare the ground. Those are some things that a large amount of people are doing. One of the things I want to urge you to do is to try to keep your diets greener. And what I mean by that is to add some type of green food to your diet on a daily basis, because the more you begin to balance off your amino acids, you'll see that there is really no need to have flesh food in your diet, and you can go to a complete vegetable diet and become a vegan and mix all your amino acids together so you are eating a complete balanced meal. It's very vital that you understand if you're going to stay around a long time and be able to do the things you want to do on this earth, you're going to have to treat the body with care. And the body was designed to work with energy. And green products are pure energy. Say it with me, ratified energy. You know when I talk about Oladunna Wellray and I say he's pure ratified energy, that's what your body has to take in and consume. Pure ratified energy. You're a mechanical machine. You're a mean, green, lean mechanical machine, and you have to have energy because your body runs off of a frequency. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Popeye's chicken and Brown's chicken and all those chicken products. You know, they cook everything with the skin on it. You want to remove the skin when you eat it so you're not eating all the fatty chemicals. And the fatty chemicals are the hormones. And you must understand there are essential oils that have less plaque in them. And then there are oils that have more plaque in them that you care to remember because it will stick on the arteries. So it's important that we come away from the oils and try to go to the monounsaturated, okay? The monounsaturated that has oils that will not accumulate in the blood vessels, and will be things such as your mono, like your olive oils, your various different oils, that your pure butters. Those are kind of oils you want to add to your diet. And you want to have a lot of fresh salads around. You want to make sure you're eating fresh salads continually. And you can take your salads and eat them along with the meal, so that you're eating vegetables on a daily basis. And that's what's going to keep us around. How many of you want to be healthy when you get to be 60 years old? How many of you don't want to just retire and retire to a life of sickness? You want to have energy, and you run off of a frequency. And I know we've been talking about that date when the world will change and transition, December the 21st. That is when the world will end as we know it, and we are going to put on a new attitude. So how many of you got a new attitude about how you're going to be eating? And you might as well start now. If you want to be able to, you're going to have to be able to briskly walk and get around and maneuver. You can't be carrying a lot of excess weight on you. This has to be the year that you choose to go ahead and lose weight. Now, I've tried this. I tried the walking, and I find that walking is my best friend when I want to keep my weight down, not necessarily jumping up and down and doing the aerobics, but my threshold is when I am walking continuously 3 or 4 times a week, then the weight just falls off without me even having to change my diet. However, I know I must keep the snacks out of the diet and consume natural things. So we are trying to lean to a greener diet. So what do? We make sure that we incorporate in spirulina. We want to make sure that we're incorporating kelp. We talked about kelp in this room, and that is a full-blooded amino acid mineral trace-carrying substance that you can get from your grocery store. You can make the kelp soup. You can take it and put it in your salads dry, or you can eat it like potato chips. Whichever way you choose to just make it a greener, leaner diet. Because if you're turning 60 years old, you want that plaque to excretiate out of your blood vessels. You want to make sure that your arteries are not hardening too soon so that you don't have early Alzheimer's and become forgetful and forget that you want to be having a sabbatical. How many of you want to take a sabbatical? Why don't you let those phone lines light up at 646-478-0270. You ought to let those phone lights light up because some of you ought to be calling in right about now, giving us your solution for how to have a greener diet. So what do you need all this green food for? Your body is a frequency, and it runs off of energy. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not mechanically made. Your body requires energy, not junk. When people consume a lot of junk and they get older, they get wrinkly, and they begin to have a lot of gray hairs, and then they're not aging gracefully. It's not natural for us to start to age as we get older. You can age gracefully. All the gray hairs is a superficial indication that you're lacking the B vitamins. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're supposed to have gray hair. There are ways you can convert the gray hair back through consuming food substances that have the B vitamin in it. Now, we're going to have a greener, leaner diet. That means that this new world that we're coming into is going to call for us to all have our gardens. So you might as well get acquainted with understanding it's just not eating a salad every day. There are a wholesome collection of all kinds of foods that you can combine for your amino acids. And you have to remember, amino acids are very, very important. They are the center fold and the major substance that you need in order to live. And that means having a balance of everything, all four food groups. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about eating things that are placable, such as things that you enjoy eating and how you can combine them with your whole foods and get the substance you need while enjoying a placable, tasty treats such as dark chocolate, you named it. Now, I've been talking about dark chocolate in this classroom for quite a while. Now, there are some shops that are actually taking healthier foods and covering them with, you guessed it, dark chocolate. And you can consume the medicinal portion of the chocolate while you're enjoying the edifice of the dark chocolate and getting the vitamins at the same time. Now, some of you who are chefs out there, or who are cooks, you might want to take a lesson and play around with making chocolate. It's a fun thing to do. I have a website set up, and I want to send you directly to that website, and that's organicbroadcaster.com. And on that website is a host of treats. I know you're going to think I'm just talking about eating fats, but I'm not talking about the milk chocolate. Most of those recipes are dark chocolate. And if you have a recipe, I want to invite you to put your recipe right and leave a comment. Write about what it is you're doing in the kitchen that's unique. Talk about how you can stay healthier these days. I'm into trying to tell you about staying healthier because I know some of you want to take sabbatical. That's right. When you retire, don't just retire to the couch and become a couch potato. Retire and go on sabbatical. Teachers, I want to call all of you around. There are great things that are happening for us, and many countries that are luring us to come to their country with our pensions and retire. And one of them is Belize. Belize is a beautiful little island. It's not that far away from the United States, and they're offering a tour where you can take advantage of all of the options. As long as you make $2,000 a month, you can bring your money in and show that you're 45 years or older, and you can retire with all the benefits there in Belize and go up on going there. It is a beautiful green island, and everything they serve is green food, and you will just get so inundated with all of the natural and raw foods. Another subject, raw foods. It's not all bland. It's not all nasty. It's not all pickled and whittled, just dried up. There's great ways to prepare that green food. And you have to understand, these islanders know how to make those raw dishes. So why don't you sign up to be a part of that tour that they got coming up to go to Belize? It's a short trip that they take you on, telling you about all the benefits and the tax benefits and the write-offs and how you can put your money in their bank safely and live there for a little of nothing. Right in Belize, right next door to us. Sabbatical is something that you want to plan for. Why have good health if you have nowhere to go? You need to have good health because you're planning on being around for a while and you have places to go and people to see and things to do. So incorporate sabbatical right with your green diet. Now, Fit for Life has an excellent diet. And the gentleman and his wife who does the Fit for Life diet has an ideal diet, which I've gone on for many years. It's a diet that includes nothing but raw foods. And you don't eat before 12 noon, and you consume only the fruits before then. But get the book and read the book. Just do you care to read? Read the book about Fit for Life, and you'll find that there's a book that you can live with, and it'll help you eat properly. Now, I want to go to these phone lines. I like for those phone lines to light up right about now, 646-478-0270. If you have a comment about the election, or if you want to talk about a diet that you're on, call in and give me some input. Now, I don't know what's going on with this situation and why people are waiting to call in my phone line, but I wish you would light up that phone right about now. We're still on the air, and the time is still available where you could call in to talk about your diet and how you are progressing with your diet. How many of you are walkers? You don't necessarily have to have a walking path or be outside. You can get your walking tapes and your walking shoes and go to walking in your house, because weather is changing now. As we know, our system will not be the same as we know it after December 21st. We're probably going to be looking at new dispensations and new programs for everything, from looking at a different form of money. They tell me that our dollars will no longer be any good and that the gold is building up momentum and that we're going to look at a different system altogether. I want to be ready for that new system. I want to be ready when that millennium rolls in. I want to be healthier. I want to be a green, mean walking machine when that happens. I'd like to also say to you that you are to be concerned. Now, how many of you are preparing your dishes and doing it a month in advance? Now, if you were able to chop up all your vegetables, house them in different containers, put them in the refrigerator, all you have to do is take them out periodically to make your tossed salad. And I'm not just talking about tossing your salad every day. You can add other things to that, like baked potatoes. You can add some forms of fruit. You can also add your avocado. Avocado is like a meat, ladies and gentlemen. It has essential oils in it, and it has the fat in it, so it can be substituted. You can also use your authentic mushrooms. They also represent a substitute like a meat. So you want to eliminate as much flesh as possible and go to other alternatives, because we're trying to get lean and mean. We are trying to make sure that there is very little fat on our bodies. But you can't do that when you're consuming bonbons and all kinds of fat back and, you know, salt pork. Those things we have to understand. Our greens doesn't have to be cooked down with water. I don't know how many of you are cooking kale. But if you're making kale, you can toss that kale like a stir fry with very little water, just a little bit in the pot. Not the greens running over with water where you're just drowning the greens in water. You got to learn to prepare the greens differently. You don't necessarily have to put the fat back in there. You can use turkey, and you can just use the turkey water with the flavor and take the meat out of it. And some of these dishes, we got to learn to eliminate the amino acid fat and take it out and just put bouillons in there to give it a flavor. It is very important that you eat as many raw foods as you can because they have amino acid, okay, and they have alkaline. We want to have an alkaline body because with alkaline, there is no way that bacteria and mucus can grow on alkaline bodies. Your body has to be exemplifying alkalinity in order to show that it's healthy. You can test your body and your acid in your body. If your body becomes highly acid, that is the ground for feeding for mucus and disease to grow. So that's why I'm telling you these things. If you want to stay free of disease, you go leaner and greener. Your bodies will then become easily exempt from diseases. So many of us think that eating green is just a fad. I'm not talking about fads. I'm talking about how to stay healthier so when the new millennium comes around, you're able to not only just be in it, you can be a part of the leadership and you can guide people through and you can be a part of a healthier regime. I do know that walking is probably one of the most easiest forms of exercise, but some of you might want to go to the gym. You might want to do aqua aerobics. You might want to stay healthy that way. But it's very important that you find some form of exercise, maybe meditating, maybe yoga. But you have to find some form of exercise. You can't just sit on the couch every day and all day eating bonbons. Now, if you're part of that group that's sitting on the couch, why don't you raise both feet up and make a commitment. Say, I make a commitment to find a way to eat greener and stay leaner. I make a commitment to push back from the television set. Sometimes television can be like a diet, and you have to say no to it too. You have to be able to push back from the television and go in the kitchen and fix your food and properly sit down and eat it. When we're eating on the go, we tend to eat more fast foods, and we eat inappropriately. Now, it's very urgent that you should take expediency to what I'm saying. A greener diet is a prescription that's going to be called upon for all of us Americans, not just African Americans, but Caucasian, Jewish, and Gentiles alike. If you want to stay on this planet, and the planet that we're talking about, it's going to be a new planet, ladies and gentlemen. In order for us to be on this plane and stay on this side of the world and stay above ground, I want to be 6 feet above ground. I don't know about you. I'm not ready to hit the ground yet. But if you don't take care of these bodies, the mind may be willing, but the body is weak. You know the old cliche. So if we keep that body and mind strong, then the mind don't have to run away from you. Because that's what happens to some of these 60-year-olds. They can't remember what happened last night or what's about to happen in the future. So you got somebody that you can't even carry a conversation with. Women, I don't know about you, but I would think you want to meet men that are intellects and intelligent that can hold a decent conversation and have an opinion about something. I mean, I don't care if it's an opinion that doesn't agree with you. Just have an opinion. So many of our young men have not a clue of having a short-term or long-term memory. They act just like they are suffering from Alzheimer's disease at an early onset. So we want to keep our minds sharp. We want to keep out all that flesh in our bodies and keep our arteries cleaned out to prevent from early Alzheimer's. Because if we don't, We may be willing to sit up and have a conversation, but can't because we don't have the capability. Now, your body is a machine, and you must treat it like that. You must oil it and lubricate it and make sure that it's willing to work for you. But if you're not willing to put the time in, don't expect your body to do something for you that you're not willing to do for it. And that's to take the time. Make your preparations early. Make your gardens earlier. You can grow some of these herbs in your kitchen, on your patio. But make sure you get to the store to buy those green products so you can serve them. Because don't get everything out of the can or the frozen section. Let's go with some fresh things. And you can still get these fresh things. It's not too late. And it's not too late for any of you to make that decision to go green. Now, how many of you want to go green? Raise both hands and both feet. Let me see you get them up there. Get them up there. Get them up there. I want to see those hands and feet. Get them up there. I know you can do it. It's the power of faith that gives us this ability. It's the power of faith that gives us this ability. We can get it up there.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith?
And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you for being a part of the Care to Read show. And coming in and listening and being a part means also call in. So don't hesitate to pick up that phone line and call in and give your two cents and your input. I'll be happy that you did, and I'm sure you will too. So stay tuned until we meet again. And I'll see you tomorrow at 10:30, same time, same place. Have a good evening. Odabo.
From the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in a heart when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is our ancestor song. I'd like to thank you for joining me this evening and being a part of another show in the Care to Read Room. Welcoming the schools of thoughts is a great thing, especially when you're talking about a greener diet. Make yours a greener diet today, and make sure you plant those seeds of greener diets, and make sure you plant good seeds of thoughts as well. As we plant our seeds, make sure that we are able to pass on our holistic approach. And tell somebody else about a greener diet. Tell somebody else about the show and invite them in. We're going to be doing some fun things later on, ladies and gentlemen. You will want to join us. We just took a short sabbatical. We'll be back with you, but we will be bringing on some guest speakers to talk with you as well. So please do patronize our show and do become our friend, because I am your Muliwa, I am your advocate, and I am your empress, and I'm here to serve you. We'll see you tomorrow, bright and early at 10:30 tomorrow. Stay tuned and go out of here with us as we get the drums, the rolling up. We're going to march up out of here. Come on, join me. Oh, double.